listeners, welcome to a new episode of Zorient Podcast. I'm Gayatri and I oversee BFSI focus programs at Zorient. Today I'm excited to welcome my co-host who brings 2 decades of experience in building innovative technology solutions for the banking and financial services industry and is always on the move to learn more about how technology is shaping the BFS industry. Hi Avinash, welcome to the Zorient Podcast. I trust you're doing great. Could you please give me a brief intro about yourself and talk about your experience and how it intersects the BFS domain?
Sure. Hi, Gayatri. I'm excited to be here for the Zorient podcast. Thank you so much for this wonderful introduction of mine. I'm the delivery director for BFS with around 2 decades of experience, worked with multiple global digital engineering services companies building digital products and platforms across the industry verticals. Zorient, as you know, is there in industry for 30 plus years, strong technical expertise across cloud, security, data, and AI practices. Personally, myself, I'd worked with some top global banks over the last 2 decades and built some innovative technology solution, specifically in the area of compliance and now working a lot with AI. I am eager to deep dive into the intersection of how US-specific banking institutions, the compliance, regulatory compliance on their end, and AI are coming together, which is one of the things which everyone wants to know.
Recent advancements in AI technology, as seen in the news and elsewhere, right, have raised significant questions about, you know, what happens when AI is involved in fair and lending, fraud detection, and cybersecurity. And these have raised, you know, many, even in the banking industry, many people have raised these concerns. Can you tell us a bit about how banks are exploring Gen AI to address these challenges?
Gen AI is a tool which can be used in most of the areas in the banking industry. Basically, few areas where it is effectively used are anti-money laundering and in the area of reducing the false positive, because that is one area where a lot of efforts are being spent manually. Associates have to spend a lot of time finding out what is the right fraud transaction or there are false positives. A big area where the Gen AI is used for generating synthetic data. Because you know, with the US banking compliance specifically, you cannot utilize the real-time data of the users. And to train those models, to bring in the efficiency in these models, you had to have the data, which is not the real data, but something which is generated. And to generate that data, Gen AI is coming very effectively in this areas. It is increasing the regulatory scanning. Based on that synthetic data, there are a lot of models which are created for anomaly detection, monitoring, analyzing a large chunk of data, and somehow automating the regulatory compliance. A very, very common use case is around creating chatbots for customer service, as well as the internal within the organization, within the bank industry. So these are some of the areas, Gayatri, where Gen AI is getting explored.
Sure, Avinash. It's interesting because, you know, Gen AI has entered into so many critical areas of banking. Now, it raises the question about how the regulatory bodies are, you know, what are their opinions about this? Are they closely monitoring the AI adoption? Is there any specific policies or regulations set? What's going to happen in the next coming couple of years?
Specifically, AI3 are not coming with any such policies because these are transparent to of what banks are using. The output which they are looking, the effectiveness of the banking system, what they are looking, it is very much transparent to them. But somehow they want AI to be used because that helps in increase the regulatory scrutiny, not on just on the banking side, on the regulatory side as well, the regulator side as well. They want to utilize those tools. Few important thing which I just want to tell you, and that will be eye-opener, that regulators are using AI tools to understand the conduct and culture within the banking industry, because that is one thing which differentiates one bank with another, and the conduct and culture with the data which they are getting. They want to analyze that how these banks are behaving and how they are going to be in near future, right? Apart from that, in the improvement in detection of financial crimes, the scalability and adaptability of the huge amount of data which is getting generated with everything moving digitally these days, regulators are like looking forward towards the AI. But again, to repeat, they are very transparent of how the use cases are generated by banks on the regulatory side.
Interesting. So Now that policy is yet to come, but I heard that all the major regulatory bodies are stating that you have to stick to previous, GDPR and other regulations and work within those guidelines. Is there anything the banks can do in the short run to fill this gap? Because obviously you have to balance it, right? We want to implement something that's groundbreaking. At the same time, you cannot go against what has been said previously, rule-wise.
Only one word comes to my mind, Gayatri, here is monitoring. The bank has to ensure that they are properly monitoring what is going on within their IT systems, where they're within their implementation of different regulatory compliance. Monitoring is the only word. They can do few other things, like they can create certain groups, certain governance board, which is just focused on how Gen AI is used. But we had to take it with a pinch of salt that Gen AI is not the ultimate thing. The implementation, how you are doing, the kind of data you are providing, and the monitoring again, what you are putting on top of it, makes the difference. So yes, banks are doing that, but it has to, like as you said, it has to be in line with whatever existing regulation and policies are.
Sure. But it's certainly interesting to see, how banks will traverse this complex and yet also exciting journey. They're traveling in something unknown, something that they get to, they have to dwell deeper into. Now, when it comes to implementation areas, right, AML is something that has been touted as that Gen AI could have a big role in. So how can Gen AI improve AML compliance right now, the way it's happening?
AML is one area where I believe AI was used widely, not just in last few years, but probably in a decade of my experience. There are a lot of things done on the AML side. And as I was mentioning earlier, that's the most tedious thing to review each and every transaction, finding out false positives. So there are multiple things which regulators require. It's a tedious job. And when your systems are marking some transaction which need to be reviewed, which has 2,000 parameters, different parameters with that transaction, it becomes a really tedious job. And any miss is a penalty to banks. They had to look into each and every transaction which is flagged. There, the Gen AI can come in picture. But the keyword again is monitoring. It has to be very, very strictly monitored. And it can help us in a better fraud detection. Reviewing a flag transaction is one thing, Gayatri, which is always there. Apart from that, the risk management, risk assessment and management also comes in picture, because one more thing which within the last two decades we had seen banking industry going through many ups and downs, they had to manage the risk. They are bound by different regulations on that side as well. Gen AI can help them at least creating few models where they can assess their risk.
Sounds very interesting. I'm looking forward to, what kind of new solutions will crop up in the coming months. Of course, Zorient is also will be working on many of these projects. Any other interesting use cases that you can think of, but that's yet to be considered by other banks and other players? I'm very curious.
There are use cases. This is one of the use cases where, global banks, they are adhering to regulatory compliances globally, multiple regions, multiple compliances. And one place or another, compliance changes every day, almost. And keeping track of those compliances, creating reports, creating data, extracting data to fulfill those compliances is a very, very tedious, time-consuming job. Why can't Gen AI be used to create a repository of all these compliances, driving the generation of these reports, where any change in compliance is learned by the model which you had created? And accordingly, all the downstream systems data is extracted and fulfilled to the regulators. A little bit complex to understand, but you can think about it, a learning model, learning every compliance change every day and driving changes to the subsequent system to fulfill those compliance. That is one of the use cases which is yet to be adapted. It can be very, very useful. And if a good model is created around that, it is a tremendous value which it can bring to the banking industry.
So sort of like a compliance Jarvis from Iron Man, you mean? So,
Yes,
right.
perfectly.
I mean, that'll be awesome. Nobody has to worry about what your compliance has changed. It automatically runs downstream. Interesting. Let's see. Maybe we can come up with something like that. Interesting thing
Up
to
to you.
explore.
I just want to quote one quick example so that our audience can understand. It's similar to
Sure.
like your income tax, what you fulfill. Some changes are happening, but you have an AI tool available at your disposal, which learns your behavior, which learns what has changed, and generates your return. So you don't have to worry about that, giving you the
I'll be the
best return.
first one to sign up for that.
Go ahead.
Now that we've come across the implementation, and obviously the banks will be facing many challenges. And of course, everybody wants to implement GenAI into everything as soon as possible, as excellently as possible. Are there any particular strategies that banks can use to assess and prioritize these use cases so that they can balance the reward, slash risk? Because of course, the re regulatory issues are something that always is upfront for banks every time they're exploring any solution of any kind.
Sure. See, one thing which need to be done, Gayatri, is the cost versus benefit analysis. Whenever we are trying to implement these things, why not start with some small use cases which can create trust in GenAI? Because taking some complex use cases which requires your model to require model around 1 year, 2 years to learn what the output is not feasible at this point of time. So the strategy should be start with something small, like the chatbots we were discussing earlier, or internal document indexing system kind of thing, which where you can get answers quickly when you're looking for something specific related to anything within your bank. The process of that can be you can assess what AI tools, which area you want to implement. You can audit those tools because there should not be bias. These AI tools we all know are not trained to be unbiased right now. You still have to look into that into future. Few more things, know your data, what you are putting those AI tools into, protect your data, don't use the public AI tools, specifically in the banking industry, right? Communicate,
Yes.
govern it, and the keyword again comes monitor. Right now, whatever AI tools we are using requires a lot of monitoring. That's where the cost, most of the cost for the AI tools are coming from. But the benefit is huge. If you implement the right tool in the right duration, you can reap benefits for a very long duration.
Now, interesting point you raised, Avinish, is that we have to protect our data now. That is another major concern that everybody, any first of all, the banks would have, is that there is a higher chance of, cybersecurity attacks and other, concerns because of the fact that, everybody wants to implement Gen AI. So is there any way to mitigate that or reduce that risk?
Risks are always there for the banking industry because that's the industry which is most effective and the reward is higher for whoever is trying to target this industry. There are a few things which can be done. A larger topic on the security side, specifically on your infrastructure. If your infrastructure is strong, you can properly handle those risks. On the AI side, yes, there are some evolutions need to be done where you had to identify a user generated communication or an AI generated communication, that distinguishing factor has to come in picture. But there are a few things which banks can do. They can always implement something new which is coming in the market, which is called the explainable AI. Whenever the AI is doing something, it has to be with the explanation how it reached to that particular fact, or how it is deducing something out of whatever is provided to it. But to just to summarize it, cybersecurity will always be a challenge with the evolving technologies and
Yes, of
all.
course.
But infrastructure, properly keeping your systems updated is the only way which can help bank overcome that.
Of course, and also judiciously checking any third-party implementation that you do, of course, as always, right?
Yes, that is there. You had to be very selective in your implementation. You had to choose your partner rightly who understand what security is. You had to create proper policies and keep your system updated.
I mean, that's a good idea always, 365, 24/7, but in this case, especially, I guess it applies even for enterprise as well as commercial users.
Exactly. And there will be something coming in AI as well, which will help you from cyber attacks and increase your cyber security. But again, that will require a different amount of monitoring.
Yes. So you have to watch the watches always.
Exactly.
Awesome, then. Thank you so much for doing this, Avinash. This has been really enlightening. Learned a lot of new things. Also learned things that I hadn't considered before when it comes to compliance and AI and banking. Would love to do this again. We'd like to say something in the end for the listeners.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gayatri, for giving me this opportunity to share my thoughts. It is always, always good to have these discussions. And hopefully our audience has learned something out of it. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Avinash. That's all for today, folks. We will be covering this AI in banking compliance topic at further depth in the coming next few months. So see you then.